Hey, it's your host Destiny. This is episode 8, and I'll be discussing negativity on social media. Social media has become a big old world full of negative people. And it's so sad because when social media came about, mainly it was a way to connect others with each other from like around the world. It's just a big old social connection between everybody. And it wasn't made to be so negative, but every time I look, whether it's on like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, just any type of social media platform you can think of, it's just a bunch of people just being negative. And sometimes I feel like it's just best to stay off of social media sometimes because it's so toxic to a certain extent. It can't really affect you, especially when you're reading stuff, following certain people. It's just by you reading that stuff and just intaking what they're posting and stuff can really make you think about your life and make you think certain ways. And it's just not healthy in a way. And don't get me wrong, I do love being on social media because even though it does have a negative side to it, it also has a positive side when it comes to people making funny videos, like funny appropriate videos that everybody can just laugh about and just have fun with, or just connected with family, friends that you haven't talked to in a while that you want to rekindle relationship with, promoting your business, just basically get yourself out there. Social media can be very good, but there are a group of people that use social media for negativity. For example, some people use social media as like bullying people, whether you're grown or you're a teen. People out there are trying to come and attack you. Somebody, it's always going to be that one person that maybe don't even know you that tried to come at you in a crazy way. And people nowadays have so much to say behind their phone, their computer, tablet, whatever they're using. They have so much to say behind fake profiles, but they don't even say nothing to your face. That's the thing about it. People want to talk all this shit on social media, but when it comes to being in person or actually communicating with the person by themselves, being the real them, they don't have so much mouth. And by being on social media, it just made them easier just to target even random people they don't know. And most of the time, those people that be so negative on social media, most of the time they be jealous, or they might even be a local person in your area that's behind a fake profile trying to bring you down and be so negative. And there are people out there that even had like close friends that made stupid fake profiles and wrote hateful comments, maybe in the YouTube comments, pictures, DMs, and all that crazy stuff. And I'm like, if you didn't like the person so bad, why do you even waste your time and energy trying to bother them? And especially put it on social media and stuff, because that's what they call cyberbullying, especially when you keep on harassing somebody, leaving hateful comments, and really bringing a lot of negative attention and stuff. And you may, those negative people maybe even cause a person to hurt themselves. And that's why some people refrain from even having social media profiles and stuff, because so much can go on social media. You see so much. You see people getting killed or hurt. You see people fighting and just a bunch of other stuff, y'all. It's just like I'm trying to think and talk at the same time. It's so much running through my head when it comes to social media. And another thing I want to mention is the Shade Room comments. Now, I love the blog The Shade Room and stuff because they always keep you up to date with celebrity like news and stuff. Sometimes some of that stuff can be a little unnecessary, but then other times they do give you like good content and stuff on Instagram. But the thing I just hate looking at is the comments. It's always a big group of people that always want to say negative stuff. Like, for example, if the shade room posts somebody that maybe they don't know of, they be like, so who is this? Who are they? Or they be like, I'm about to go to the store and get some, do anybody need anything? Like, basically, they trying to, like, be funny and try to basically point out that a person's so irrelevant and stuff like that. I don't know if y'all understand the point I was getting at on that little comment or whatever. But it's just the fact that I hate reading shade room comments. They always want to be so negative. Like, you don't even know half of these people's personal life, but you writing all these negative comments on social media. Sometimes it's best for you to not even comment on nothing on social media. And a little part of me feel like sometimes the shade room should just cut off the comments on some of them posts, because I can already predict which posts would get a lot of negativity, especially when it comes to this celebrity beef with Nicki Minaj and stuff. And they try to basically say that, oh, she against everybody and this and that, blah, blah, blah. At this point in time, I feel like Nicki Minaj is probably going through some things and she's just attacking everybody because she's been holding back for so long. And I understand, like, her reaction. I understand how she feel about just holding everything in inside and now being very outspoken about it and stuff like that. And now it's just a big old, like, hate train against her. And anyways, that's not the whole point of this episode, but it do plays in a role of, like, negativity. It's a bunch of, like, common people, supposedly fans, that always want to throw a negative shade towards different celebrities and stuff. And I know once you became, well, not became, but once you become well known on a social platform or any type of way where a big audience gets to view your life, if you put your life out there, a personal business and stuff, you are going to get attacked in some type of way because of what you present to the people. But then again, these people, the audience, have to realize that they are human too. Just because they are on TV or very well known and stuff like that doesn't mean they don't have feelings either. And I really feel bad for famous people because they have to intake so much negativity on their social media profiles and stuff like that, and maybe even in person when they go different places and stuff, because they have to live a certain lifestyle because they're, like, on a higher status now and they have to deal with so much drama and stress. And that's how half of these celebrities be want to kill themselves and do a lot of other crazy stuff, because first of all, they had their own personal private business that they have to deal with that's maybe, like, stressing them out and causing them to live an unhealthy lifestyle. And then on top of that, they have a bunch of negative people on social media that want to comment and say all kind of hurtful and harsh things towards them when these people don't even know the person personally to even comment on anything at all. And yeah, I just hate all the negativity that gets spread on social media. Why would you use this platform to be so negative when we all can connect with each other and be positive and really make a big difference in the world if we just all come together instead of always trying to argue with each other, trying to have drama and stuff? And then sometimes people just love to feed into the drama because it's right there, people going back and forth, they say all kind of wild stuff. It's like entertainment. It's like another form of reality TV, but maybe a little more real to a certain extent, because, you know, people even do all kind of wild and crazy stuff just so they can get attention. And that's another thing that annoys me. Why are you okay, I'm gonna use a crazy example. Why are you slapping your child for attention and think it's funny just to try to get some fame and money? Do you know how ridiculous that sound and how ridiculous you look with abusing your child just for attention? And y'all, I'm just using this for example, but I know it's probably videos out there where somebody probably did some crazy stuff to their child or even to their self and try to get some type of attention. Why would you bring that on the social media platform? And And the people that view that type of content, that type of information, or whatever you want to call it, people that view that stuff, some people do not have sense enough not to copy what you're doing. Some people don't even have that common knowledge to not get influenced by that negative stuff. Some people are very gullible, very easy to persuade when it comes to doing ridiculous and silly stuff. That's why I don't like when all kind of crazy trends come about with people like burning themselves up, like that little challenge where you put alcohol on yourself and then burn yourself up. It's been cases on the news, like real life news stories, where children had to be in a hospital and stuff because of what they see on social media. That's why when you on social media, try your best to post like appropriate stuff and stay away from negative. I don't know how I want to say it, but just stay away from negativity. Stay away from trying to post negative things. Now I know we all have our point where we just don't care, we just want to express ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself, but just don't make it a constant routine where you always just putting negative stuff on your social media profile and stuff like that, because people feed into all that negativity and start thinking what they want to think and blah blah blah, all that extra stuff. And you know, if you have like younger people on your profile looking and watching what you're doing and stuff on social media, they can get influenced by it and think it's okay. And even if you're like grown person, you say, oh, this is my profile, nobody can tell me what to post. I mean, I agree with you, nobody can't tell you what to post because you're grown, but just be mindful about what you put out there on social media, because one day you might be trying to do something, maybe with a job, trying to get a high position, trying to get yourself out there, trying to be well known, whatever you're trying to do in life. Sometimes some of that stuff can come back and hunt you, come back into a bigger light, and people can quote unquote expose you and make you seem like a bad person and stuff like that. People just love feeding into a lot of negative energy. They love framing people as bad people. They just love negative stuff. They don't want to call out positive stuff. They just love bashing people and being hurtful. Like, why do we have to be hurtful in this world? Why can't we just love each other, spread positive vibes, especially on social media, because social media has a big old impact on everybody now. So yeah, that's just my thoughts on negativity on social media. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I hope I didn't run my mouth too much on it. I just had to express how I feel about it, and maybe I might do a little part two to this. I'm not for sure. And before I let y'all go, I just want to tell y'all that I have a link in the description box of this episode. Well, it's the link that's always in all my episodes. And it says become a supporter of my podcast, and with that link you can help support my podcast with me trying to get equipment or just helping me out in general, because yeah, I'm a full-time college student and you know it's rough out here. So if you would like to donate or support to my podcast, you can like copy and paste the link into your web browser and go to the website, and they have three different options. You can subscribe to my podcast as low as 99 cents, or you can go up to $4.99, but you're not obligated. You can cancel the subscription anytime you want to, but it's just a way to show some type of support, and I appreciate anything that you can do for me, but I'm not forcing it or anything. But yeah, if y'all don't mind, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at Reflection and Desk. And also you can check out my blog, reflectionanddesk.com. Bye, guys.